Welcome to Podcast Insider number 231. And Mike Dell, your host this week. And I have my special guest host, Dave Clements. He's from our support team. How you doing, Dave? How's Indiana these days?
I'm good. It's cold and snowy, although we're losing our snow. So getting ready for spring.
Yeah, I'm ready for it here. We didn't have much of a winter up here, but what we got is now melting. So that's a good thing. Anyway, we got a lot lined up for you. Got some news, got a best practice. We got question of the week, some blueberry news, you know, the normal stuff we have on here. So we probably ought to just dig right in. Unless you're not paying any attention to the podcasting space, you have heard that a bunch of podcast companies had a denial of service attack going on. Yeah, mostly it was Buzzsprout was the big one, and then Podbean, Spreaker, and Captivate all sort of got to participate. Luckily, we did not. And so it is what it is. It happens from time to time. James Cridland over at Pod News actually got to talk to the team that caused it, which is kind of odd. But they say that, you know, they don't have anything against a particular podcast company, or they didn't have anything against podcasters in general. It was simply extortion. You don't hear that in podcasting very often, do you, Dave?
No, I was really surprised when I saw this show up in my Pod News newsletter, and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. I think James got some interesting insight into looking just to extort, get some money. Supposedly, I guess his mom needed some emergency operation done. And
it sounds to me like most of what James got from them was probably BS as well. So who knows?
Right. I was like, that's a really interesting excuse for doing a DDoS.
I thought it was funny. One of the lines in here, he said he didn't say whether all of his teammates had ill mothers, or which hospital in Estonia takes Bitcoin.
Right. So, that was a good one.
But anyway, so yeah, that was kind of interesting. But it looks like all the companies sort of worked together to mitigate it. And I think everybody's up and running again. So that's one thing nice about the podcasting space in general. A lot of these companies, you know, us included, know people at the other companies. You know, we trade customers and, you know, that kind of thing all the time. So it's kind of good that we can all talk and help each other out when necessary.
Yeah, that was something that I was thinking about just reading through this and knowing that, you know, all those companies came together and, you know, we're competitors and, you know, we should just be like, haha, look at them. They got, you know, messed over. And I think it was really cool that they were like, hey, what information do you have? And then like, they just worked together to combat this. And I think it was a success story for podcasting, as scary as it was.
Yeah, definitely. But it also brings to light one of the things we talk about here a lot, especially with Buzzsprout. They had a lot of their feeds went bad. And, you know, one of the things Blueberry does differently than everybody else is we want you to have your own RSS feed. So it's a lot harder to DDoS 75,000 different domains than it is just one. So something to think about. Anyway, we won't make a big deal out of that. Anyway, President Obama and Bruce Springsteen are going to come together and do a podcast together, or at least a series. It's going to be called Renegades, Born in the USA. It's not really a podcast. It's a Spotify exclusive. They call it a podcast. But interesting. I wouldn't have thought that Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama had a whole lot in common, but I guess they do.
Yeah, it seems like their common denominator is like looking at the future of America. And I read that they're going to cover race, fatherhood, marriage, things like that. And it's like 8 episodes. So it kind of piqued my interest to see two figures that, like you said, I wouldn't expect them to ever do anything together. Yeah, just come together.
It's pretty cool. They should have just called it The Bosses.
Right?
But yeah, it should be interesting. I'll have to take a listen. I wonder, you know, like Michelle Obama's podcast was originally a Spotify exclusive, and then later on they put it out as a public RSS to all the other podcasting platforms, and I wonder if this will happen to this one. I hope so, because, you know, free and open podcasting is definitely better than exclusive, if you ask me.
I would agree with that. Yeah, timed exclusive, it kind of seems like that might be something that we're getting into more and more with all of these different platforms. You know, I think Apple's, we've got a story, I think, or no, last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
About Apple having an exclusive. And I think we're going to see more of that, but I have a feeling they're just going to be timed exclusives, because I don't think you could really hold a show back under a paywall too well.
Yeah, you never know. And, you know, lately, you know, Joe Rogan so far has stayed exclusive to Spotify, and although there are ways of getting it, and all the other ones that are exclusive to Spotify, but we won't promote that. It's good stuff. Anyway, yeah, well, good luck to them, and yeah, I'll definitely take a listen. It's always interesting to hear people that you don't hear from all that often do a podcast, so that's kind of cool. And speaking of people you don't hear about often, well, I guess you won't be hearing from him for a while. PJ Vogt, he does, or did, Reply All with a co-host and also one of their reporters. I cannot pronounce her name ever.
Yes, Shruthi Penamineni.
There you go.
I used to listen to Reply All a lot.
Yeah, I used to as well, and I don't know why I stopped, but apparently they apologize after their former colleagues accused them of working against union organization efforts. I was kind of surprised that Gimlet was unionizing, but hey, you know, why not? But yeah, I always liked PJ, so yeah, I hope he comes back. He's taking a leave of absence, and Shruthi, whatever her name is, I could hear the name. They always mention her, but I still can't pronounce it well. But anyway, she's going to stay at Gimlet. She just is not going to be working on Reply All anymore, apparently. So a little bit of a personnel shakeup over at Gimlet, which is also a Spotify company, ironically. You know how much we love Spotify around here. I guess that's just me. Anyway, and a little sad news for those of us that followed talk radio forever. This really isn't a podcasting thing, but Rush Limbaugh passed away at age 70. I guess we could have reported that last week, but didn't get around to it. So this week, got a link to the story over on Washington Post about Rush. And yeah, he was definitely a big voice in talk radio, you know, kind of brought it back from near-death experience back in the 80s and 90s. And like I said, regardless of whether you agree with his politics or not, you got to admit the guy was quite a force in radio.
Yeah, he was good at what he did, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and he always considered himself an entertainer first, and not necessarily a reporter or, you know, a political guy, although that's what he talked about most of the time. But I listened to him, you know, in the early days, and it was almost like a comedy show for, you know, most of it. I hadn't listened to him for several years, but he came down with lung cancer about a year and a little bit ago, and finally caught up to him, darn it. So don't wish that on anybody. And let's see, the last story I got is from Magellan AI. They're talking about the top spenders in podcast advertising. And I'm amazed at some of these numbers. BetterHelp, which is, I guess, a mental health thing. I think it's an app or what. I don't really know, some sort of service. And anyway, they spent $4.4 million just in January on podcast ads.
Which is amazing, because I watch a lot of YouTube. And I see a lot of BetterHelp ads for a lot of the YouTube creators I watch. So they've spent tons of money in new media. Yeah,
you see a lot. I see the Geico ads and Simply Safe. There's a whole list of these. Hello Fresh. You probably heard a lot of these things. Seems to be a lot of, well, locally anyway. And that's the other thing with YouTube and podcasts, some podcasts, it's also localized a bit. So around here, what we're hearing is a whole bunch of those online gambling apps, because Michigan allowed online gambling, and, you know, so like Poker Stars and, you know, all these different, that's mainly what I see or hear, you know, podcasts or YouTube are those. And, you know, even on Hulu, get a lot of those on Hulu. But yeah, I do hear a lot of BetterHelp ads in podcasts. So yeah. Wow, 4.4 million. The nearest competitor was Geico at 2.8 million. But, you know, all of them are spending north of $1 million a month. You know, McDonald's. I've never heard of a McDonald's ad in a podcast. Have you?
I can't say that I have.
ZipRecruiter, you hear them. Squarespace, you hear them quite a bit, but not.
I don't see any mattress companies here, so they must not be as popular as they used
to be. Yeah, really, really. I remember somebody who bought a mattress. It's the weirdest thing. You get this little box that's, 2 feet by 2 feet, and you open the box and poke the bag, and the thing comes out to the queen-size mattress. It's just amazing. Yep.
Yeah.
And then they say you can ship it back to them, but I don't think you'll ever get it back in that box.
No, actually, all of the mattresses in our house are they're Tufton Needle, not to plug anybody in particular. Casper's kind of the big one. But yeah, we got three of those boxes and undid them all. It's a cool experience, and they're actually really good mattresses. So kind of surprised to not see them, in these rankings. But, things change.
Yeah, that's for sure. So interesting stuff. I forget who it was. Oh, back in the beginning, especially, with us here at Blueberry, Citrix was a big advertiser with us for a long time. And go to meeting, go to webinar, go to my PC, that kind of thing. But you don't hear them advertising anymore.
No.
So now they've changed hands a couple times too. Let's get on to the best practice. And this one came up with me yesterday. I had a consulting call with a customer of ours. And, she logs into her website, and I swear every plugin on there was 4 or 5 versions behind. WordPress was 3 or 4 versions behind. And so, the best practice is, keep your website up to date, especially if you're on WordPress. We had a story a couple of weeks ago that WordPress is like 40% of the internet now, or 40% of the web right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But that means you're a big hacker target. And that, not your little website. Most hackers aren't going to mess with that. But what they look for is, say, a plugin comes out and makes an update. And then they look at the old version of that and say, well, what did they update? And then there's a vulnerability they fixed. Let's go see if we can find some sites that have the old version of that plugin that we can hack. And that's how most hacking happens on WordPress websites. So, whenever your plugins, your themes, WordPress itself asks for an update, you really, really, really should do that. Do you update your site all the time? Well, not the ones on Blueberry, because we do that for you. But, when you were doing WordPress on self-hosted, did you keep it up to date?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm pretty anal about it. I see that little red or whatever notification. I'm like, update. And then if something doesn't work right, I go in and I fix it, and then I update, and I feel like I'm checking that stuff probably way more than I should.
Yeah, well, I know the feeling. I hate those little red notifications anywhere. On my phone, you look at my phone, and there won't be any of those on there if I've looked at my phone lately. And it doesn't matter what it is, I can't stand that. And, same thing with my website. And another thing a lot of people don't do is, say you've installed a plugin for a particular purpose and then you're done using it, so you deactivate it. Well, take that off your website. That's code still sitting there on the internet that people could hack into. May not do anything until you accidentally turn that plugin back on, but it could definitely cause trouble. So, just keep everything up to date. Some of the things, we always say, you should own your own stuff, and that's still true. But owning your own stuff also comes with responsibility. You don't want to be the source of a whole bunch of people's spam because you left your website unupdated and they figured out how to send emails from it or something, So keep all that stuff up to date, all the plugin developers and WordPress itself, that's Automatic Incorporated that takes care of that. But those developers keep that thing pretty secure. They have to. It's 40% of the web. So make sure your little part of it is updated.
Yeah. And also another reason to update is sometimes, developers add cool new features, which kind of segues into that next topic that we have.
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. Okay, we're on to Blueberry News. We got some exciting things coming in PowerPress real soon. We're getting close to 8.5, which is not a major release, but a big minor release. We'll probably have a couple of point releases, adding some features coming really soon. And then in a couple of weeks, 8.5 will come out, and that has a really cool new stats thing that Ben's been working on there. So over the next few weeks, keep PowerPress updated because you might find some new stuff. Our blog team has been active. They've got a new blog post over there. Always ask your audience. It's good advice. You know, a lot of people say, well, how do I find out X about my audience? How do I know what's going on? I get that question a lot. And just ask them. It's an audio medium. You know, if you've got any suggestions for us, ask. You know, Mike@blueberry.com. In this case, Dave@blueberry.com. You know, you got some questions about what's going on at Blueberry. We answer our email usually pretty quickly. And we're asking you, you know, if you got something you want us to talk about, or, you know, if you're launching your show and, you know, whatever, you know, we do that sometimes. You want to be on the show as a guest? By the way, I got a really cool guest for next week. I know we keep saying that, but he's waiting for his voice to recover from a little problem he had. But yeah, and we got some cool announcements about that next week as well. Yeah, next week will be busy. This week's kind of slow, which is good. I like slow. Of course, March is International Women's Month, and we're going to have some posts about that on our social media. We're going to have an interview with the podcaster of the month on this show, and also look in our directory. We have a little featured section in our directory, and we'll be featuring podcasts that are hosted by women. So very cool, and some interesting historical things. We were talking about that yesterday in a meeting, and there's some cool history stuff that we're going to be putting out on social. So check us out on Facebook, Instagram, you name it, we're there. Just look for Blueberry Podcasting. So no interview this week. Don't usually mention that, but if you want to be interviewed, again, it's Mike@blueberry.com, Todd@blueberry.com, or Mackenzie@blueberry.com, depending on who you want to interview you. And if you're a Blueberry podcaster and have a cool origin story you want to talk about, we're here. Question of the week. I got this off of Facebook. It says, what have you found is the best way of starting your podcast? Or, you know, how do you do an introduction to your podcast? And I don't know, what do you do to start a podcast when you solo podcast, Dave?
I've found that when I solo podcast, it's a lot easier to just jump right in. That's the way I prefer to do things when I'm doing an episode by myself, is I know what I'm talking about and I just get going. I don't hem-haw. It's usually something like, hi, welcome to my show. Today we're talking about this, and then we start talking about this. It's pretty quick. I don't think about it much anymore.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of people do overthink that. You know, that's kind of an easy answer. Just start. That's kind of what I do. You know, it's just, hi, this is Mike, blah, 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 you know, and just get on with it. But, you know, I'll say a quick hi or a quick welcome to the episode. Sometimes I'll give you the episode number or, you know, something like that. You know, I'd like to go over what's going to be in the episode. If you're going to talk about a lot of things, if it's a single subject, you just get into it. You know, some people like to play music, of course, legal music. We do that here. We have a little intro music before the talking starts, but once it starts, it just starts. You know, and don't take more than about 30 seconds to get into anything meaningful. A lot of people like to do what's called a cold open. I sort of do that as well on my personal shows. You know, I'll say podcast help desk number blah, blah, blah for whatever date, and then I'll play whatever intro I might have. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And then I get right into it, you know, because, you know, when people want to listen to your show, they want to hear you. They don't want to hear the big radio guy doing this big intro with a bunch of music and, you know, for 2 minutes or whatever.
Right. And another thing to keep in mind as well, because I've been podcasting by myself for several years now. And just over the last few months, I've joined a group of people and we do a podcast. And one thing that I've been trying to tell my new podcast family is, because there's six of us that do this show. Wow. And I've told them, I was like, we got to focus, because people want to hear, because we play Dungeons and Dragons and kind of promoting here. But
hey, go for it.
But it's a role playing. We act and things like that. It's a little goofy and we love it. But sometimes we spend a little bit too much time at the front end kind of goofing off and being silly, which I think some people appreciate. But then others are like, let's get to the story. I want to find out what happens next. So keep that in mind when you're in a group format as well. While it's awesome that you and your co-hosts are chattering and getting along or whatever, some people just want to know what you're talking about. And if they want the extra stuff, maybe that's where you do a Patreon or some kind of exclusive thing so they can get the uncut version.
Yeah, there you go. Pre-shows. A lot of people do that kind of thing. You know, they'll do a Facebook Live or something when in a group setting and, you know, do like a pre-show. I have a good friend that he has three co-hosts, so it's usually four of them on there. Sometimes it's five if he has a guest. And, you know, they spend, you know, half an hour on video, live video, prior to actually hitting record. Just kind of get all that chitter-chatter out of the way before they actually produce the podcast. We do a little of that too, but we don't put it out publicly. So, you know, Dave and I were just talking for, I don't know, 5 minutes or whatever prior. And, you know, Todd and I do that as well. You know, we just sort of get used to the microphone and make sure all the audio's right and all that. But yeah, but, you know, as far as an intro, you know, it's the format that you choose. You know, a lot of people, and they change that up from time to time, too. I know Todd, for a long time, had this minute and a half long opener on his show with a lot of sound effects, and it was cool. Somebody made it for him and all that. And then, you know, a while back, he just said, you know what? Nobody wants to hear that every time. You know what I mean? So, yep. He, you know, he started just doing the cold open like we do with this show. In fact, it's exactly like what we do for this show, minus the music. And, you know, he does that on New Media Show and Geek News Central. I mix it up on my podcast. You know, sometimes I'll do an official intro. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll just start talking. But I'm more relaxed about it. But, you know, people get used to how the show is. And, you know, if they don't like your intro, they'll just know, okay, I got to need to fast forward 30 seconds. And, it's not a problem. So, you know, speaking of Joe Rogan, have you ever listened to him?
I actually haven't. I'm a terrible podcaster.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to listen to him for sure, but the first 6 minutes of his show is ads.
Yikes.
Almost exclusively, it's 6 minutes of ads. So you just know forward 5-6 minutes in, and then he'll start actually doing his show. So anyway, I don't listen to every show, but I do pick and choose. If he's got a cool guest on, I'll listen. So anyway, I think that brings us to the end of the stuff we had planned here. So you're doing a podcast. What is the name of this show? Let's give it a little plug.
Okay. So for all of you super nerdy people out there, I am part of a podcast called Playing Games with Strangers. It was a role-playing podcast that was started kind of beginning of, you know, pandemic, which is why it's titled what it is, because we didn't really know each other. And yeah, it's just basically 5 or 6 people playing Dungeons and Dragons, and you just get to follow along with the story and hear us goof off and make things up. Basically just play pretend. That's how I tell people about the show. It's like a bunch of nerdy adults playing pretend over Skype. That's essentially it.
Nothing wrong with that. So if you want to check that out, we'll have a link to it in the show notes here at podcastinsider.com. And that brings us to the end. Speaking of podcasts, on my next podcast help desk episode, I'm going to talk about free podcast hosting. That ought to be fun. Is it something that's actually a viable thing? And, you know, my opinion, of course, is probably not, but, you know, I may be biased. Hey, look at that. So anyway, if you want to get a free month of anything Blueberry does, use the promo code INSIDER, and that'll give you 30 days before you have to start paying for hosting or stats or anything else we charge for over at blueberry.com. Of course, again, if you want to be on the show or you have some comments or whatever, you can email mike@blueberry.com, todd@blueberry.com. McKinsey@blueberry.com. And if you want to pile accolades onto Dave, it's dave@blueberry.com.
Oh, shucks.
Anyway, everybody have a good week. And of course, this podcast is produced by blueberrypro.com. They make us sound smarter. Anyway, have a good day, Dave. And I'm glad you were able to record with me today.
Yeah, I got some fun support tickets to answer. So better get back to work.
Yeah, you better get back to work. All right. See you guys next week.